RadioSt.Pete.com presents Job Talk with Dean Logan. Job Talk with Dean Logan is presented in part by Eagle Datagistics. Eagle Datagistics is one of the premier Oracle Gold partners on the East Coast. Eagle Datagistics, providing hardware and software sales, data recovery, DBA services, and recruiting. With more than 10 years in business in downtown St. Petersburg, it's Eagle Datagistics. Now, let's go live to our studio on the 10th floor of the Plaza Tower in downtown St. Petersburg, the offices of Eagle Datagistics. Now, with Job Talk, here's Dean Logan.
Thank you, Joe Bordeaux, and welcome to Job Talk, the only radio program in Tampa Bay dedicated to talking about jobs. I'm your host, Dean Logan, and for those of you tuning into the program for the first time, my goal is to talk with every employer I can, big and small, and at every possible industry, so that anyone who's considering moving their business or a change in their employment will know what it's like to live, work, and play in Tampa Bay. All of my guests are making a positive difference in the community, and listening to Job Talk is a way to get to know them a little better. Today is a very special day because I get to welcome my guest, Chuck Eggerter, who has been a supporter and sponsor of Job Talk from the very beginning. Chuck is the CEO of Eagle Datagistics, one of the great success stories in St. Petersburg. Welcome, Chuck.
Hi, Dean. Thanks for having me.
So I want to start out by thanking you for sponsoring Job Talk and for providing such a wonderful venue for a studio.
Yeah, you're welcome. It's very convenient for me today.
And besides the awesome view, you know, this is a very well-designed office, and you did it on purpose. Tell me about your thoughts behind the design of the office layout.
Up until we moved into this space, all of our previous offices were move in and make it work. So mostly that meant we would say, okay, well, let's move into this space, and there's four offices, and here's a conference room, and we'll just make it work. At the most we might have ever done prior to this was paint. And this is maybe the fourth space that we've occupied since we started in 2003. So one of the things that I wanted to take the opportunity to do was to create a space from the ground up that we felt like really fit the culture that we are and that we want to promote even more. And that's very collaborative. It's open. So we made the space very open. There's no offices. No one has an office. I don't have an office. We have a great view on the 10th floor. We look right out over the pier and sweeping views all the way directly south, so we can see Al Lang and the airport and things like that.
Mm-hmm. And you even have artwork from local artists in here. Mm-hmm. You support that quite a bit.
Yeah, my mom was an artist when I grew up, and so I'm kind of tuned into it. I also like it. And you know, one of the reasons we moved the office to downtown St. Pete is because of the experience of life when you're in an environment that's vibrant with arts, with music, with good restaurant, with fantastic waterfront scenery. So, you know, I've lived in St. Pete for a long time. Well, I've lived in Pinellas County for a long time. And I remember when downtown St. Pete, as many of us remember, was not happening at all. And the Vinoy was boarded up and no one really came down here. So that memory makes me feel very vigilant about, you know, supporting the community and supporting the things that we moved the building, the office to. You know, I moved the office here so that we could experience that. Mm-hmm. So if you're not buying art from local artists, they might not be there tomorrow. So if you know, don't take it for granted, support it.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, the seating here allows for growth and open atmosphere. There's even a place where people can sit down next to each other at their desk. Everything's very open. But then you also have, you know, the atmosphere is very deliberate. Music plays a great place in here. I think you have a great sound system. Tell me about that.
Well, we're probably not trying to plug music systems, but that damn Sonos system is awesome. So that works out fabulous. We have speakers. They're all Wi-Fi, and we can control what plays out of what speaker at any given time, and you can control it from, you know, your phone or your tablet or your PC. And so we like that, especially when you have an open office. The thing is, you got to be careful because you don't want everybody to be hypersensitive about talking at a normal voice where, you know, your conversation is then heard on the other side of the office. So we wanted to have some background noise, and so music is a perfect setting for that. And it's fun for us to mix it up and play some kind of different things that maybe you wouldn't normally hear in an office. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it gets out of control, as you know.
And you do some fun things with the employees, like I hear you won the go-kart racing.
I did win that.
That was pretty impressive, I can tell. And you did Segway tour.
Yes, we did the segues. I mean, again, it's in part about you can support the local environment and the local community by participating in the things that that community has to offer. And there's so many creative different things to take advantage of so that the end result is you can create a better experience for your employees. And all this ties together. The you know, we all work hard every day and every week and every year for what? So many times we often don't think about why we're doing this. We have this sort of unspoken assumption that I'm working really hard now so that someday I'm going to be able to retire and really enjoy my life. Well, I have this philosophy that every day is that day. And so everything about going to work and what you do when you get off work, you should enjoy as much as you can everything. And we have choices in how much we enjoy things. So mm-hmm. I choose to be here with our office. I could pick anywhere. I choose to be here. I choose to buy art from local artists because I want them to be here. And I put it in the office because I want the people to see it and I want us to enjoy it. And the same thing goes for music. And if we do fun little things like go on a Segway tour or whatever, I'm meeting all those needs with the same move. I'm supporting the community and making a cool place to work at the mm-hmm. same time.
And for the employees here, you even offer a healthy food program.
Yeah,
I think that's pretty important.
We so you know, everything starts off with good intentions. We still have bananas, as far as I know, but I think it's gone a little bit. There's a giant bowl of chocolate out there right now. Let's be honest, Dean.
Okay. But, you know, and the other thing here about the environment is that sports interests are prevalent. You have footballs in the area, darts, beach balls, golf clubs, all that kind of stuff. So it makes it a fun thing. But we're serious about the work that you do, but also give a great atmosphere for people to work in. Also, you have the conference room, very high-tech. Drop-down screen, dining room table. Use it for a lot of conferences, a lot of meetings.
Mm-hmm. It's not a dining room table, though.
No?
No. But we sometimes eat on it, so there you go.
So it's good. All right, well, great. So anyway, let's talk about you a little bit and let our listeners get to know you a little bit better. And tell us about yourself and some of the history up until the time of founding Eagle Datagistics.
Okay. I was born in Pittsburgh. I lived there till 1979. We moved to Florida. And, you know, as any kid that age, you're not really excited about moving. So I wasn't thrilled about it. But I totally would rather live here than up there at this point. I mean, you guys, if anybody's been up north during snow and had to, and I have, I lived and worked up in South New Jersey for a while. There were some crazy snowstorms, and all those memories I had of a kid about, oh, the snow is the best, snowballs and sled riding and all that stuff, that's great until the minute you have to scrape freezing rain off your windshield every 2 minutes stopping your car on the turnpike.
Mm-hmm.
So you can
definitely appreciate the weather here
for
anyone that's listening from throughout the country.
This is the way to go. You can always go skiing if you want to get that out of your system.
Mm-hmm. And then you started the company. So your story is truly one that's an example of starting out in humble beginnings and growing very steadily and purposely through hard work and doing a great job for your customers. Tell us about your first office. I hear it was in a unique setting, a motel perhaps?
Yeah, well, leading up to that, I had several jobs in consulting. I worked for Lockheed Martin. I had a lot of experience. I have a degree in industrial engineering. And I had done a lot of different jobs in operations, and that gave me a pretty solid foundation of knowledge on a lot of different topics. Then I ended up in consulting, really focusing heavy on Oracle implementations as a project manager. And then I ended up in sales, more or less, for the last company I worked for prior to starting Eagle. So when I started Eagle, it was right after the 2000 kind of dot-com blow-up. When that happened, the previous company that I worked for, they had 16 offices throughout the country, heavily focused and leveraged in the training space. And those training rooms started to go sitting empty because there was no budgets for training. When that happened, they couldn't sustain those 16 offices, so they closed a bunch of them. One of them was in Tampa. So when that happened, I still stayed on as a sales guy, but you know, there was no brick and mortar. There was no tech guys to support the process. So it was just difficult. So that created the opportunity from which I started Eagle. And I did end up bringing on some guys, other guys that were in that other company that they, you know, had let go of. And in the beginning, it was my first time ever starting a business, although I had thought about it for a long time. But I never knew what it was going to be about. So this opportunity presented itself. And I was nervous to, you know, you're starting a business. Sure. You don't know. And so... And I didn't go ask for money for anybody. So my I had an opportunity. My ex-wife's family was in the hotel business, so I'm like, hey, I need a room. But, you know, in a good way.
And you did services around there to help pay the rent for that, I guess?
We did IT services. It would be good to note.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
just get specific here. It was a mom-and-pop hotel. I mean, it wasn't small, but they don't have an IT staff, of course. And so the hotels have needs for, you know, computer-related things. So we were able to help solve some of that stuff. We rolled out the first Wi-Fi for the entire hotel. Great. I mean, I was literally crawling through an attic in the middle of the summer. I thought I was going to die.
Yep.
but it was humble beginnings, and it got to the point where I didn't want to pay for an office because, I mean, you know, like, oh, my gosh, what if we don't make it? Mm-hmm. Once it was clear that we were going to make it, and I had already at that point me and two other guys jammed into one hotel room, that was when it became like, okay, I guess we should go get a real office, you know? And it's more of a reflection on – I think I'm conservative sometimes when it comes to certain things, like – money maybe, but I'm not, I like to take risks, you know, but I would never want to commit to something where all of a sudden I wouldn't be able to meet a commitment to pay somebody that I had committed to or to, you know, so it makes you very cautious and
sure.
So it's taken us a long time to grow. We've grown slow and steady, and we don't have any debt, but that's how we've done it, that kind of mentality.
It's very admirable as well. And so then you moved into a regular office for a while, and then when did you move to St. Petersburg?
2011. Timing was just, you know, our lease was up where we were, and I wanted to move us to downtown St. Pete. Because the scene in downtown St. Pete had really started to pick up, and there was a vibe and this buzz, and I just wanted to be around it.
And so what was that experience like moving here? Did anyone pay attention to the fact that there was an IT firm relocating to downtown St. Pete?
Within a month, Chris Steinacher from the Chamber shows up in our office and says, hey, I just wanted to introduce myself. I'm the president of the downtown St. Pete Chamber of Commerce, and what do you guys do? I heard there was an IT company up here. And, you know, where we were before, we had been there for 8 years or so, and no one from the city or the chamber or anything had even really called us. So it was surprising instantly to be kind of on the radar. And so that made us get involved. I started getting involved in the chamber. And, you know, I know that you got some questions about some of the other stuff. Mm-hmm. That's exactly how it all started, though. Because immediately I started to feel like I was part of a community, and I'd brought my folks into this community. So let's support the community so that it's what we want it to be.
Right. So I'm speaking with Chuck Egerter, the CEO of Eagle Datagistics. And let's talk about Eagle Datagistics. Basically, how did you get that name, and what do you do?
When I started the company, I had a customer right away. That was the other thing. If you're ever going to start a company, I highly advise you at least get a customer right up front, okay? Otherwise, you could spin your wheels and not have money for a long time. So we started with at least one customer, which meant we didn't have time to sit around and go, what should we call it and what should we name it and all this nonsense. It's like, look, we need to create a business, we need to set it up, and we need to get going now. So I always liked Eagles. So back then, I called it Eagle Business Solutions, knowing that you can always go back to the state and say, hey, look, I'm Eagle Business Solutions, but I want to create a DBA, a doing business as, and then rename yourself. So it took us about the same time, almost 7.5, 8 years, before I finally ever went back and revisited Eagle Business Solutions, because I had customers saying, we don't know what that means.
Right.
What are you guys selling, paper, copiers? What's business solutions? It is pretty wide open. So we are, as you know, Dean, a data-focused company. What we do is primarily helping customers, you know, take advantage. I got my mission statement.
Yeah, I was going to ask that next.
All right.
Chuck, what is your mission statement?
Well, it's funny you should ask, Dean. I like to slow down on this so it's really can digest it.
Sure. Take your time.
I'm going to. Okay. We help companies maximize ROI, return on investment, on their data-focused investments. So that could be database licensing, that could be services surrounding how your databases are set up, anything from disaster recovery to performance tuning to encryption to growth, scalability, business intelligence, you name it, data related. But it also could be storage related. Where's your data stored? So we obviously, you know, we sell hardware. It's not we sell SAN storage. We also have space and data centers where we host customers' data as well. So it's really, we want it to be data focused. We didn't want to limit ourselves to software or hardware, data focused. The other part is, so now we're Eagle Data Logistics. At the same time, I think it was UPS was running all these ads about we're the logistics company. And I really liked the idea of logistics. Logistics is about, you know, at UPS, it's about moving packages, storing packages, tracking packages. It's everything about the logistics of that process. We're sort of similar in data. We store data. We track data. We encrypt data. We know what, you know, we have to move it fast. We have, you know, it has to be in the right place at the right time. So it's really data logistics, which we just kind of smushed together in a little like word mashup called data logistics, which now every time I have to tell somebody that my darn email address, I'm like, oh my God, why did I pick that?
That's funny. And you're also an Oracle Gold partner. So what does it mean to be an Oracle Gold partner?
We have to invest in Oracle in lots of different ways. The toughest is probably we have to, you know, we're assessed. We have to be able to complete technical tasks and perform and meet tests that they do and get specialized in certain areas. We participate heavily with Oracle for joint marketing events, also for, you know, when we talk to specific clients, we might work together on that. Sometimes Oracle will do software licensing, but we'll come in and do the implementation. Sometimes we'll do all of it. It just depends on the scenario, but we have a really good relationship with Oracle, and I have no way to measure this, but I'm constantly told we're the number one Oracle partner in Florida.
Great.
Whatever that means. Oracle's the one that tells me that.
And so how do you make sure that your customers are getting the best value out of an Oracle environment?
Because we're highly technical, we can look at what a customer's using versus what they're paying for, first of all. Sometimes we see that, you know, customers are very, very rarely licensed exactly to what they're using. Sometimes they're paying for stuff they're not using. Sometimes they're using stuff they're not paying for. We can come in and do an assessment, and it's neutral. It's not Oracle. It's Eagle. And sort out where a customer is and then help get them where they need to be before it becomes a situation where Oracle might have an audit going on, and it's a very awkward situation for a customer to be in. So
there's penalties there too, right?
There's penalties, and there's you're not in a very good negotiating position when Oracle finds you out of compliance. Mm-hmm. And that's not a major part of our business, but it does happen to customers all the time, and it's far easier to address that in advance than it is to wait for it. So it's actually one of the items that we build into one of our service offerings. We do managed services as well, which means we can augment a company's DBA or database administration staff by providing certain tasks that we'll perform for them every week, every month, you know, everything from performing patches to making sure backup and recovery is running. We do some light database performance tuning in that. And one of the things we also do as a part of that, we call it OnTrack. As a part of that OnTrack engagement is we do an annual license assessment. It's just something we do. And customers, a lot of times, it's not something that's high on their priority. Hey, let's go figure out what our, you know, everybody's running the business. Everybody has hot things to deal with. So by us putting that in as part of what we do, it makes it comfortable for the customer because they know it's going to get done and they know that they're right. They don't have to worry if they're getting out of compliance or whatever.
Right. So you have so you sell hardware? And some, do you even sell like the Exadatas and the big appliance?
Yes, we can sell all that stuff.
Okay.
Yep.
And then software, and then all the solutions, and then you also do recruiting. Now, it's obvious you have great capabilities in that area. and I even hear that Oracle's reached out to Eagle when they have when they need a great candidate for a project they haven't been able to find themselves.
Yes, that's happened.
So, that's a wonderful thing. So now, you know, I understand that.
The reason why that's happened, just to add on to that, we do recruiting. We do IT recruiting, as you know, and we'll recruit for anything in IT. But where we're really good is if it's something specific to do with Oracle, because we have a full staff of Oracle skill set in-house. As you know, mm-hmm. we leverage that in-house expertise to provide a superior technical interview. This isn't like sending someone to a website and hoping the questions on the website happen to match up with, you know, the hot buttons for this customer or that customer. This is, we find out what those hot buttons are for the customer in advance, where our tech guys are talking to their tech guys, and we know what to look for in the interview. And then when we go, and we, as you know, we probably, you know, kibosh more candidates than we let go through.
Without question.
Right.
And I think that's a testament to the high bar that you have here at Eagle for the candidates. And I think that's also something that gives a lot of respect from the clients, because they know that they may or may not hire somebody, but they know that the person that's in front of them is definitely qualified for that position that they're interviewing
yep.
for. And that's a big difference.
Yeah. Everything about what we do from a customer perspective, it's about the customer. Mm-hmm. So if that's recruiting, we want, if we're not giving you the right guy, then we're not giving you a guy. So mm-hmm. that's one thing.
Exactly.
Or a gal for that matter. But even mm-hmm. as we approach things, when you talk about database licensing or the services or OnTrack, the managed services or any of those things, we are not in it for a 1 minute transaction and then leave. We're in the engagement with a customer to solve their problems and to be there for them as a trusted partner for years.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how we've grown. I mean, as you know, up until last fall, we didn't even have a full-time marketing person. So now we have a full-time marketing person. Yay, Paige. And, but what that meant is all of our growth prior to her was due to word of mouth and those relationships leading to fruit and more relationships. And so we're never going to let go of that, because that is the key thing that I think really helps make us different.
My guest today is Chuck Egeter, CEO of Eagle Datagistics. And Chuck, besides finding candidates for your clients, I know you often have internal openings, mostly due to growth. So do you have any current openings right now?
We have one opening right now, and it's for really a sales role. And it would start off probably as somebody that would be in a support role in sales until they learn what we're selling, how we sell it, how we help customers solve problems, the papers that go involved with supporting that contractually. Once that person has gotten that comfort level and they're providing that to the guys that are out there, you know, solving our customer problems today, then we would see that person sliding into the same kind of a role.
A sales role after that?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I'm making a conscious effort to try not to call it sales because,
okay.
because, you know, what we really do is solve customers' problems. We get paid, of course. It takes care of itself. But if we're not solving problems, then we don't look at it the same way. Mm-hmm. To solve a problem means you first have to listen and understand what the problem is. And then we have a whole team of people that are really good at creative ways to look at the problem and then come up with a solution. So it's so much easier, and I try to get our okay. team to think of it that way, because that's really what you're doing. You're solving someone's problem.
So would the person need to have Oracle in their previous experience?
It would help a lot if they understood what that was. Certainly the mindset of someone someone that's not in here trying to, you know, like, you know, hammer as many nails as quick as they can. Mm-hmm. We want somebody that is interested in analyzing a situation and genuinely wanting to help the customer.
Mm-hmm.
We can train people on a lot of different things, but that innate desire to really want to help somebody is I don't know if we can train that.
Mm-hmm. And that brings us to the interview tip of the week. So if somebody wanted to apply for this or other positions in the future at Eagle, what one piece of advice would you give them?
If somebody could man, I'm on the radio. I have to be careful. I was
yes.
going to say scale this building like Spider-Man, and then they show up outside the window and they say, hire me. That would be pretty darn awesome.
You'd hire that person?
I don't okay. know if I would, though. So I don't know that I'd recommend that. But definitely, I don't want to be the guy that recommended someone climb a building.
Right.
So I have to...
There's a disclaimer. Okay.
Good. Disclaim that one.
Okay.
Okay. But, I mean, mostly a tip for our job or for jobs in general, or what's...
Yeah, what do you look for in a candidate that's going to apply for any job at Eagle?
The biggest thing to me is I want people that understand why they're doing something. You have to get it. You have to know why you're doing something. What's the value that it provides for the company, for the customer, for whatever? Because that, if you have that basic thing about why, then you'll start to question yourself about everything you do, and when you start to realize some of the stuff meets the needs of the company, then you'll do that. But if you're doing other things and you start to say, why am I doing this, and you can't answer it, then you need to question that. Too often people get into like this robot mindset where they just do something and they don't think about why. And if they ever stop and reflect, they realize they've been wasting a lot of time doing something that didn't actually have anything really to do with the mission of the business.
Mm-hmm. So your enthusiasm for the area is contagious. And it's also reflected in your community efforts. You're involved with local organizations such as the Chamber of Commerce, the Tech Garage, and the Deuces Alive. Tell us what you do for those organizations.
I think a lot of this goes back to what I said in the beginning about why we moved to downtown St. Pete and not taking things for granted. So, you know, I want us to I always feel like with the company, with our community, with the whole region, if you're not growing, you're dying. So because you're always going to lose a customer. You're always going to lose this, that, or the other. So you've got to be constantly growing so that you can replace and also grow. That's a great way to fuel the economy, to fuel a business, the whole thing. So the Deuces, I guess I'll talk about first, because that is a group. It's an officially registered Main Street organization, and it covers what was formerly the African American part of downtown St. Pete prior to desegregation, so like pre-1965 or so. In those days, it was the Jim Crow laws, and they had to black people couldn't go to white people things, so they had to have their own hospital, they had their own theaters, they had their own restaurants, and so a vibrant community built up along 22nd Street, which is what we're calling the Deuces. So it's two twos, the Deuces. That's 22nd Street. And roughly south of Central to maybe possibly all the way down to 22nd Avenue South. But that little corridor, there's still the Main Street's still there. It's just it needs help. So when I found out about that organization and what their mission was, I wanted to get involved with it because I went there to be the liaison between the downtown chamber and their organization. And when I showed up, my name was on the ballot, and the next thing you know, I'm on the board. So, but I feel good about it because – you know, we have a very, very healthy, talent-rich pool in the downtown area. But that area, there's a lot of people that are still trying to make it. And the impact that I can make there is much more significant than here. So it just gets me excited about it. And we've done everything from start markets there on a Sunday to we're about to have an event at the old Royal Theater, which was their old movie theater back in the day. Hasn't been used for a movie in years, and we're about to show a Will Packer movie. Will Packer, Think Like a Man, and Will Packer is from St. Petersburg, and he, you know, moved on and became a famous movie producer. So he's literally going to come back. We're going to play his movie in the Royal, and he's going to introduce it.
Great. And is that event? Do you know?
I should know this. It's May.
In May, though?
Well, no, I can.
And they can look it up and do
this
live.
I've got a smartphone. I can figure this out in 4 seconds. It's Friday, May 1st.
Wonderful.
And so anybody wants to know about that, they can reach out to me directly. That's probably the best way because I'm not sure.
Okay.
The Deuces website's very long. You could search for it, but I'm not sure how easy it is to find.
Okay, good. And what do you do for Tech Garage?
So Tech Garage is kind of it's a little bit of an offshoot or a migration from what was Tampa Bay Innovates, which had been long situated up at the Rainy Star Center on Brian Derry Road, and close to Starkey. Yeah. And basically, they've moved into downtown St. Pete with a focus on, and they've had a 10-plus year, gosh, it might be 20 years, of startups and supporting startups and incubators. But you know, everybody's doing that nowadays. But they've been doing it for 20 years, and they have formal, mature programs, and they have mentors, and they have people that they can bring to bear to help companies at all stages of their growth. So when they moved into downtown St. Pete, they were looking for a group of people to sort of sit on a steering committee for downtown St. Pete for the tech TEC garage. So they asked me to be part of that. And really what I'm doing with them now is I'm trying to figure out, and I'm working with some of the larger businesses in the area, to bridge the gap between what I'm calling little E, the entrepreneur that's trying to start a business up in the tech garage, and big E, the enterprise class companies that we have in the area. You guys know them, PSCU, Raymond James, HSN, Jabil, the list goes on, Bright House, right? Mm-hmm. Those guys I'm hearing consistently, and this is them saying it, that, you know, great, we have a large company, we have an enterprise class company, and we're really good at a lot of things, but we struggle with creativity. We struggle with thinking outside the box. And, you know, look, if anybody's worked in a large organization, you know that sometimes the bureaucracy and the politics, and there's a lot of things that can make risk-taking not something people want to do, mm-hmm. and it just makes it hard to create. So on one hand, we got these big companies with lots of money, lots of resources, but they're starved for creativity. And then we have the entrepreneurs in the tech garage that are loaded with creativity, but they have no money. Sometimes they don't have much experience or practical knowledge on how to start a business, and they oftentimes don't have customers. Mm-hmm. So isn't there a win-win that could happen between these organizations? So we're in the early stages of putting together some programs that the Tech Garage is going to be able to offer that will help bring big E and little E together in a win-win environment.
And that kind of ties in with the Chamber too, right? They're involved?
Yeah. The more business that we can keep in our region helps fuel that region. If we can help startups make it that wouldn't have made it, that's job growth. I mean, the Chamber's all about economic development and businesses. Mm-hmm. So if we have businesses, if we can help more businesses make it, then we're helping it. And if we can help our big mainstay companies in the area be more creative and push the envelope throughout the entire United States and they're located right here, we're also helping ourselves. I mean, we have the vision of trying to become like an innovation hub, if you will, mm-hmm. where we're inspiring people, but we're also finding ways to support the process where it's more than just talk. It's about putting together the right culture and different ecosystems and mixing things up in ways that haven't been done before.
Right. Now, you also, as an advocate and Oracle Gold partner, you're one of the founders of SOUG, S-O-U-G. What does that stand for?
That's the Suncoast Oracle Users Group. And I was there early on in the beginning, but I'm not sure if it's right or not, but I always say Marianne Marnell, who's a longtime friend of ours, was the one who started the thing. She was at least, I'm sure, the first president.
Mm-hmm. She filed the paperwork, I know.
Is that it? Okay, yeah. So I know this goes back 10, 15 years ago, but the Oracle User Group, that's a group that meets once a month, as you know, and they actually meet right here in Eagle's office in the 10th floor in downtown St. Pete. And we bring in, a lot of times it's speakers from Oracle, and sometimes it's some of our own members. But we have technical conversations, and Dean, do you know offhand, is it the third Wednesday or the fourth Wednesday of?
The last Wednesday.
The last Wednesday of every month. And we started having them a little bit earlier this year. So I think it starts at 4:30, where it always was a 6:30 idea. Mm-hmm. But by starting it at 4:30, it gives people to, you're getting out of work early because you're coming to a legitimate basically session where someone's going to talk about technology that's very relevant to your company.
Right.
So people have no problem getting out of work to come over here. The presentations are fabulous. They beat traffic by having it start at 4:30. Mm-hmm. And then the whole thing is done by 6:37. So if somebody wants to go downtown, we'll just get off the elevator and go have a cocktail and mingle a little bit and network. Mm-hmm. It's the perfect environment for that. So that's a pretty cool twist to what's happened.
All right, and just a couple more questions. What's the next Big Eagle event that you have going on?
Well, we've got a webinar coming up on April 28th. It's a lunch and learn. It's at noon, and it's about database cloning procedures using one of Oracle's SAN offerings, which is a ZFS technology, the ZS3. If you're interested in cloning your database, and this is a good seminar to attend. Okay, that's that.
Okay.
The next thing after that is we're going to do a comparison of flash versus hybrid versus sort of traditional converged storage. And that's going to be focused on one of the products that we carry, the only product that we carry that really isn't Oracle, which is XIO. And we've been a platinum level storage partner for them for a couple years. And it's what they sell is a small 3U SAN that is performs very, very well. It's low on power consumption. I'm not trying to sell it, okay? Right. But I'm justifying why we carry it.
Sure.
We carry it because some of our customers had it. That's how we got to see it, and we liked it. So we've started carrying that product. And we recommend it where it fits. We do not recommend it everywhere. We don't, just like we don't recommend Oracle hardware everywhere either.
Mm-hmm. Great. And finally, what would you say to anyone that's thinking about relocating the family and or business? Would you recommend this area to them?
I mean, that's like a volleyball setup there, Dean.
I know, but you got to ask the question, right?
Of course. I mean, I would just say, I live and work and play in downtown St. Pete, so it's very easy for me to talk about downtown St. Pete. And I could talk lots about that. But I think it's important that we look at ourselves holistically as a region. The Tampa Bay Partnership has done a great job of really branding this. We're all Tampa Bay messaging. Mm-hmm. I think it's key. Tampa has some fabulous things. Downtown Tampa is doing some really amazing things. Everything that's happening around Channelside and the Lightning and that whole area, what Jeff Finnick's doing, everybody's excited about that. That's fabulous for us. We've got beaches. We've got art. We've got culture. We've got bike trails galore. We've got waterfront music festivals. I mean, We have the Pirates invade the darn bay every year, and we have an IndyCar race in downtown St. Pete. We have almost every major sport you can think of. Yeah. It's really a pretty cool place to live, I think. I'm very happy to live here. And
all right. Well, Chuck, thanks a lot for being here. I really appreciate your time and and your support and sponsorship for Job Talk, and hope you'll be a guest again.
Thanks, Dean, and I also wanted to thank you for keeping it clean.
Sure. It was a concern I had. So if anyone wants to learn more about Eagle Data Logistics, what's your website and phone?
The website is www.eagledata.com. It's like data logistics merged together. And the main office phone number, that's another thing I would mention. I have a pet peeve about calling big companies and sitting on what I call touch tone hell. Is that okay if I said that?
You just did.
All right. Okay. But I call it touch tone hell because it's torturous, man.
Sure.
So when you call Eagle Data Logistics, a real life person will answer the phone and you will be talking to someone that you wanted to talk to within 30 seconds. There's no nonsense. There's no craziness. So the phone number is 727-535-3592. We have an 800 number, too, but I don't know what
that's
that
okay.
is.
All right, great. Well, thanks, Chuck. That was my guest, Chuck Eggerter, CEO of Eagle Data Logistics. You should definitely check out the website at eagledatalogistics.com.
Thanks, Dean.
And now it's time for Job Talk Alumni Update. From the Tampa Bay Technology Forum, TBTF presents the Titans of Technology, Tech, and Healthcare, which is going to be held on May 7th from 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. at the Tampa Marriott in West Shore. Moderated by David Pizzo, Market President for West Florida Region of Florida Blue, the panelists include Jennifer Greenman, CIO of Moffitt Cancer Center, Christy Kindler, Regional Chief Information Officer of the Adventist Health System Information Services over the West Florida region, and Sydney Fernandez, System Vice President, CIO of USF Information Technology and USF Health Information Systems. There'll be other IT executive leaders in the area as well in a roundtable discussion format. So for more information, go to their website at tbtf.org. From the St. Petersburg Chamber of Commerce, they want to remind everyone about the 2015 Iconic Women Celebrating Women with Vision Awards being held April 29th from 9:30 to 2 at the Coliseum on 4th Avenue in downtown St. Petersburg. The keynote speaker is Kate White, the former editor-in-chief of Cosmopolitan and New York Times bestselling author. For more information and to reserve tickets, check out the website at stpete.com. And my guest last week, Fran Snyder, reminds us of the Listening Room Festival, which runs from April 20th through the 26th. Be sure to check out all the details on his website, listeningroomfestival.com. The musicians are great, and you'll have a lot of fun. Remember, every seat is like a backstage pass. And a couple of shout-outs go out to Terry in Tehachapi and Rob in Michigan. Thanks for listening. And I want to thank all of you for listening to Job Talk and for tuning in to RadioSt.Pete.com. You should check out the great music, including local musicians who are featured here. The website gets better and better every day. You can choose your favorite style of music 24 hours a day, including Maine, oldies, jazz, and classical. Other interesting programs you might enjoy are the live broadcasts, like the Suncoast Tiger Bay Luncheon broadcast. There's a live broadcast tomorrow at noon with Tampa International Airport CEO Joe Lapano. Be sure to tune in for that. And the homemade broadcast with Will Coons and the Indie Circuit with Mo, which airs on Sundays at 10 p.m. Eastern. If you miss a show, that's okay, because you'll find all the previous shows in the audio archive section where you can listen to all your favorites at your convenience. That's RadioStPete.com. You can download the free app and listen anywhere you take your phone, tablet, or computer, so check it out. I also want to take this time to thank Joe, my guest Chuck, Richard, Harry, my engineers, Dan and Sean, and all the Eagles for the help. And as always, I want to end Job Talk with this final thought and say to anyone in the country, if you're thinking about relocating your family or business and are looking for a great place to live, work, and play, you should come visit and take a look at all St. Pete and Tampa Bay has to offer. I'm glad I did. I think you'll be glad you did, too. Thanks for listening, and until next time when we talk about jobs on Job Talk, this is Dean Logan. Take care, everybody.
You have been listening to Job Talk with Dean Logan, a presentation of RadioSt.Pete.com and Eagle Data Logistics. Eagle Data Logistics is one of the premier Oracle Gold partners on the East Coast, providing hardware and software sales, data recovery, DBA services, and recruiting. With more than 10 years in business, Eagle Data Logistics in downtown St. Petersburg. Job Talk with Dean Logan came to you live from our studios inside Eagle Data Logistics on the 10th floor of the Plaza Tower in downtown St. Petersburg.
RadioSayPeak.com.